10:40.
Is it 10:40?
No.
10:40.
We are ready to rock and roll.
Almost. Breaker 19. Alright. Welcome to Dead Air, a damage control podcasting production. In this particular game show, we challenge individuals with questions about their fandoms and their opponent's fandoms. Today we have
Adam Motu.
Tyler Gott.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
Got the extended universe, I guess. Yeah,
it's the Battle of the Brothers and the Battle of the Abbreviations. Adam with Masters of the Universe and Tyler with Game of Thrones. I am Daniel Newkirk, the scorekeeper and the judge and the question author.
Cody is sick.
Well, I was going to go with being a bitch, but that's fine too.
It's a good. Man, before we, I know we're in a rush. We gotta get started. But why does a Decepticon have the Matrix of Leadership on?
Would that be
Cyclone?
That is Galvatron with the Matrix of Leadership, because in the 86 movie, he steals it from Ultra Magnus and wears it like a chain around his neck.
You sure Ultra Magnus didn't just drop it with his butterfingers?
No, he gets blasted apart.
Oh, okay.
Actually, he's supposed to be drawn and quartered. But they decided to change it at the last minute because it was too violent.
Oh, on the junk planet.
Yep. Is that where, okay. Yep, on Junkin.
You're right, sorry.
All right. So the way the game works is that there are, let me count them.
69 questions.
Four rounds of questions.
I was close.
In the first round, our contestants will be getting questions about their opponent's fandoms. So that means Adam will be answering Game of Thrones questions and Tyler will be answering Masters of the Universe questions. If they get those questions wrong, their opponent has the opportunity to steal those points, which is 5 points per question, by answering a harder question about their fandom. In round two, the leftover steal questions are asked for 2 points apiece to their respective fandom holders. And then in round three is our speed round, in which our opponents will be answering questions as quickly as possible.
I only do cocaine. Oh.
And then finally, a wager round. All right, so there's the rules.
Joke's on you. I'm a big Game of Thrones fan. I'm Team Edward.
I love that for you. All right.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, and this is this the first episode of the Loser's Bracket, or is this the second episode of the Loser's Bracket? I think it's the second, because that's right, because you recently beat my fandom, right?
No, I beat... yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Papa Shango.
Yeah, because Tyler lost to ponies.
That is unfair. That is the most ridiculous fandom. Because, like, with certain ones, you're like, okay, that's completely nonsensical. With My Little Pony, you're like, every fucking thing is nonsensical.
Maybe he picked the right one.
We can't let him win.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Pick a number between 1 through 5.
Five.
That number was 2. All right, I go first.
Okay.
Bullshit, you always pick 5.
All right, well, so let's, yeah, fuck it. Adam?
Yes.
Do you want to go first or second?
I do want to go first.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you ready for your first Game of Thrones question?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay.
Always go with incest.
I almost had an incest question in here.
hard not to.
Right, I decided not to. Okay, so your first Game of Thrones question. What advice does Tyrion Lannister give to Jon Snow?
Okay, Tyrion is the little dude.
Sure.
Are you asking?
No, I'm working it out.
Is it A,
the picture.
To wear what he is as an armor so that it may not hurt him?
To wear what he has his armor so it will not hurt him.
Wear what he is.
What he is.
Oh, okay. All right.
B, to wield what he is as a sword so that he may hurt others.
Okay.
C, to wear what he is as a crown so that others would follow him.
Okay.
Or D, to wear what he is as a cloak so it may shield him from the world.
Okay. So what he is a bastard.
Is he?
Yes. Because John, so it's John, he's a Stark.
Is he?
He is of the he's of the Tony Stark clan. So he wears it as an armor. So I'm gonna go with A.
A, to wear as an armor so that may not hurt him?
Yeah, because people are afraid, right, of the Stark clan, right?
I mean, your reasoning is fucking terribly wrong, but your answer is correct.
I thought your reasoning for the armor was because his last name's Stark and then Tony Stark. I thought that's...
Look, that's the way I do shit. You did that completely wrong, but you saved his life. Well, thank you.
Right, yeah, so... Okay, so 5 points to Adam.
Yes.
That was like painting a picture with the wrong end of the brush. Like the stick.
It still came out.
All right. So, Tyler, your first MOTU question.
Okay.
Who are the lead Galactic Guardians in the new adventures of He-Man? Is it A, Halcyon and Clip-Clop, B, Slingshot and Scattershot, C, Hydron and Flipshot, or D, Corsair and Hepzibah?
Huh. Let me paint a pic. Read it one more time.
Sure. Try to paint a picture. Is it A, Halcyon and Clip-Clop, B, Slingshot and Scattershot, C, Hydron and Flipshot, or D, Corsair and Hepzibah?
If he gets it wrong, before you give the right answer, may I?
Sure.
Only if he gets it wrong.
Okay, I don't think it's A, and I don't think it's B. What's C and D again?
C is Hydron and Flipshot, and D is Corsair and Hepzibah.
I'm going C.
C, Hydron and Flipshot. That is correct.
Okay, are the other three from different fandoms?
Two of them are.
I'm going to say, is A from My Little Pony?
No, A I made up.
Oh, A you made up?
Okay. D is Starjammers.
Yep, D is Starjammers.
And B is Transformers?
B is Transformers. Oh, okay, all right.
Because yep. You said Clip-Clop, I'm like, that has to be My Fucking Little Pony. Then you said B, and I was like, I'm 98.7%
sure that's Transformers. What was the one with Clip-Clop?
Halcyon and
see, Clip-Clop. So Halcyon got me. I'm like, oh fuck, wait, who's Clip-Clop and He-Man? Like, I swear to God, Halcyon sounded like a He-Man.
Well, you asked.
That's why I made it up, because I'm like, that sounds really He-Man.
So I'm like, who the fuck is Clip-Clop?
A half horse that turns into a giant gun.
Okay, so before I ask Adam this question,
okay,
I 100% expect there to be some complaints or rebuttal about this question.
Okay. From me or Tyler?
From you.
Oh, okay.
But I can justify it.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So, are you ready for your second question?
I'm ready. I'm nervous now.
Okay. Which Game of Thrones alumni has not been in multiple Marvel comic projects?
Oh, God.
A, Sophie Turner. B, Peter Dinklage. C, Kit Harington. Or D, Amelia Clark.
Oh, fuck off. Okay, wait. I got it. So you can justify it, which means I got to listen to the wording better. Read the question again.
Sure. Which Game of Thrones alumni has not been in multiple Marvel comic projects?
Okay, multiple. So, Sophie Turner... has not been in multiple.
Right.
So, it's Sophie Turner.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Okay, so when you say multiple, do you mean
than one?
Wait, you said Marvel Comics, not MCU. Shit, I wasn't listening to the question.
Yeah, so Sophie Turner was Jean Grey in both X-Men Apocalypse and Dark Phoenix.
Right.
Peter Dinklage was in the Avengers Infinity War as Eretri and X-Men Days of Future Past as Bolivar Trask.
Right.
Amelia Clark was in Secret Invasion as Gria and Solo as Kira.
Wait, how's that in Marvel Comics?
It's Star Wars. Star Wars is a Marvel comic property. Look directly behind you. I have Marvel Comics branded Star Wars.
All right.
It doesn't matter. You still got it wrong.
And then Kit Harington was only
the Black
Dane
Knight.
Whitman as Eternals.
Right.
He was only in one.
Speaking of Captain Britain... which we just were. You know, Jason Statham was Jason.
We did not mention Captain Britain at all.
Jason Statham was supposed to be Captain Britain, but he's like, you guys do digital stunts. I do my own. Wait.
Oh, Jason Statham is a terrible.
I do all my own stunts. So that's why he wasn't Captain Britain.
Jason Statham is a terrible Captain Britain. Thank God he.
There's nothing.
Glenn Howerton, look at my bum. Look at my bum. Okay, I'll shut up.
All right, Tyler, Thomas? Are you ready for your steel question?
Yes.
Okay. So, which Game of Thrones actress also portrays a famous voice in Masters of the Universe?
I always get her last name wrong, but it's like Lena Headey.
Yes, Lena Headey.
No, it's Lenal Headry.
She didn't give me Headry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she does the voice of Evil Lynn.
She's hot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tyler, your second Master of the Universe question.
Hit me.
Okay. In the 1987
movie... No, I meant actually hit me.
Sorry. Oh.
Sorry, you okay? You I didn't mean to hit you.
No.
Okay.
All right. In the 1987 movie, what happened to Julie's family? A, they're going through a divorce.
No.
B, they were killed in a plane crash.
Dancing in the dark.
C, they were abducted and transformed by Skeletor.
That would have been cool.
Or D, they are frozen in glass by Evil Lynn.
They die in a plane crash because at the end of the isn't she like terrified of planes or something?
How do you know the guy's parents didn't die in a plane crash?
Because they go to her parents' grave. They die in a plane crash.
That is correct. Because the Wikipedia said it was Julie's family. That's
no,
how
no, it is. I was trying to argue with, you know, it was the plane that crashed and it's dark.
You know it's dark when you're like, it was a...
I love that great justification. Yeah. You just ramble off into mumbling.
Well, I second guess it.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Adam.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for your third question?
Yeah, I will listen to the questions better.
What would be great is if you got a He-Man question that was like, what is the prince's name? And you got it wrong. Oh,
fuck, it's on the tip of my tongue, guys. Give me a minute.
Okay. Where does Arya tell Tywin she is from when Tywin asks her during her servitude to him?
Okay, wait a minute. Now, let me. I'm not asking anyone. I'm talking out loud.
Sure.
Arya Stark is the youngest looking boy, one with the boy haircut, who's also in New Mutants. She's the faceless one. Okay.
Yeah, she's the hottest of all the Starks.
And then who was the other? What was the other character's name?
Tywin.
Tywin. That is not the little dude, so I don't know who Tywin... Okay, continue.
Okay. So, where does Arya tell Tywin she is from when Tywin asks her during her servitude to him?
Where does... Oh, is Tywin the faceless one, the teacher?
Sure.
Okay.
A, Winterfell. B, Lannisport. C, Maidenpool. Or D, King's Landing.
Oh, it's Lannisport or King's Landing is what I want to say. Because she wouldn't.
You sure about that?
No.
Sure about that?
I wouldn't say Winterfell because if she is a Stark, is she a Stark? What's her name again?
Arya.
Stark. All right, she's Stark.
wait. Stark? Tony Stark? She's from Armorville.
I don't think she would have said she's from Winterfell because that's where all the Starks hang out. So, and.
You make it sound like a bar at the end of the street.
But the fucking throne is in King's Landing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's in the Black Castle or something like that.
I hate you.
Is that right, Black Castle?
No.
It's not in the Black Castle?
It's in the Red Keep.
I knew it was the color.
I knew. It was in the Maroon Village.
It's B or D.
All right, so you're going to pick one of them.
It's one of them, Daniel.
Right?
I'm going to go with, man, I'm going against my gut. I'm going against my gut. I'm going to say D.
D?
Yeah.
King's Landing?
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Maidenpool. I said B.
Maidenpool.
Yeah, it's from C, Maidenpool, is where she says that she's from.
Sounds like an Irish name.
Okay. So,
okay.
So was that right? Was that dude the faceless one teacher?
No,
it's Tyrion's dad.
Yeah,
who's Tyrion, the little dude?
Yeah,
yeah,
gotcha. Yeah. He's one of the main Lannisters.
Gotcha.
Charles Dance.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I like him.
Dies on the shitter.
He does. All right, Tyler, your steel question.
Okay.
What is the sigil of the Lords of Maidenpool, the House Mootoon?
Isn't it? I think it's a mermaid.
Did you know we got a YouTube comment the other day?
Did we? No.
Would you comment?
No, it was from someone else. Continue. I'll look it up later.
I believe it's a mermaid. I believe it's a mermaid. That's what I'm going with.
Okay, that is incorrect.
What is it?
Tywin tells Arya that it's a red sun.
Oh, okay. I know one of the...
Like the Red Keep. That's where the throne's at. Is there a black castle?
Well, it's black
because... Oh, it's the Faceless One's castle.
No, that's the House of Black and White.
Yeah.
There's a castle called Harrenhal that was, like, ridiculously huge, and then it was, like, burnt with dragon's flame, so it's technically black, I guess.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right, Tyler. Your third MOTU question.
Okay.
Okay. Which comic publisher has never published a Masters of the Universe comic book? Is it A, IDW Comics, B, Marvel Comics, C, DC Comics, or D, Image Comics?
Oh. I'm going to say, because I know DC has, I'm fairly certain Marvel did it first. Oh, I thought you were giving me some kind of hand.
No, I slept weird on my wrist, so I was this like, hurts a lot.
I was like, Godzilla? Transformer? No, that's Grimlock, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Grimlock and Godzilla.
Okay, because your necklace was covering that the logo, and I was like, it's Godzilla, but Mecha Godzilla?
Yeah.
I'm going with IDW.
That is correct. Yes. IDW's never done that.
Like that painting? Wonder what like that painting?
The Image one threw me off. Which one? I wonder what was that? The Battle Cats or Thundercats?
No. Most recently, they released Image released some comic books that I think were
the one that I gave you to read.
Oh, that was Image?
I'm fairly certain it's Image.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
Cool.
Adam, your fourth got question.
Oh God, I'm really kicking ass on this episode.
You are doing great. Okay, which character is not killed during the Red Wedding? Okay.
Hey, look, another color.
Yeah. Is it A, Joyeuse Frey, B, Queen Talicia, or Talisa, C, Edmure Tully, or D, Catelyn Stark?
I'm assuming you're referencing the show Red Wedding?
Yes. Okay. Yes, all of these questions come from the show.
Okay. Well, I'll Edmund tell you the answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nothing. Okay. The phrase were
Sorry, was there a joke?
Oh my god, you're so mean. Alright. The phrase were the dudes that were killing the people. That was the family.
Sure.
So
just because you're killing people doesn't mean you can't get killed?
I'm gonna say the A is the only it's the one that didn't die, right? That's the question.
The one that did not die.
Yeah, I'm gonna say A.
Joyeuse Frey?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
Edmure Tully.
Edmure Tully.
He was banging his wife at the time.
Let me tell you a story.
he gets abducted and he becomes like a prisoner. And Joyeuse Frey is the guy's wife, and Catelyn Stark slits her throat.
Joyeuse Frey?
Sure.
That's a wrestling joke,
Tyler. Oh, wow. That was a joke too?
Oh, I didn't get it. Papa Shango.
Okay, so your... Tyler, your steel question. Okay.
Man, I have a shit ton of steel questions.
Yeah, you do. All right. Who intentionally warns Catelyn of the plot during the Red Wedding?
Who intentionally?
Yes.
The only thing I can think of is Roose Bolton sits down next to her and she realizes that he's wearing chainmail. Or do you mean when the band starts playing The Reigns of Castamere?
Okay, so you'll need to pick one of those two. But yes, something tips Catelyn off.
Oh, something tips her off?
Right, and she goes...
I'm going with The Reigns of Castamere then, when the band starts playing.
No, it was Tellyjoy's tip, because he was banging his wife.
Okay, and something
Tilly,
that...
Who the hell is Tilly Joy?
Wasn't that the name of the guy banging his wife?
No, Edmund Tully. Oh. Joyeuse Frey. So, okay, so I'm going to give this one to you, because I think this is an ambiguity on my side. It's Roose Bolton is okay. What I have as the brand. Because he sits down, intentionally pulls his arm out there, and he's like, check a look at this. And that sets her off. Okay. So since you, and that was on me trying to clarify it and clarified it wrong.
You know I'm going to give you that Bolton's one. Roose Bolton's father is?
Roose Bolton.
You know who his father is? Michael Bolton. Usain Bolton.
Usain Bolton.
Usain Bolton. God. Now we've got a funny joke.
Is it funny, or are we all just like, you know what, maybe if we give him a pity laugh, he'll shut up.
No, that one, I actually kind of like that one. I don't pity laugh for anybody. All right.
Usain Bolton. Jesus.
Okay, Tyler, your MOTU question.
Okay.
What protects the Oracle of the Crystal Sea? Is it A, shadow beasts roam the area, B, a sacrifice is required to see her, C, any who speak to the Oracle are cursed, or D, the seas of the Crystal Sea are especially treacherous because of the weather?
What series is it from? I mean, I'm not changing my answer. I just want to know.
I did not write that down. I believe it is from the original Funimation.
Okay, I'm going with Shadow Beasts.
Mm.
That is correct.
What? Shadow Beasts don't run the realm of water? It's bullshit, Funimation.
Shit. I don't know. That came from the MOTU wiki.
No, so. No, I just want
to... Okay.
Honestly, I thought about going with D because I'm like... D sounds like some lazy Funimation thing that they would do. Like, oh my god, there's just really big waves. We can't do this.
Yeah, you love D.
So?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Judgment much, jeez. Uh-huh. All right. So, Adam, are you ready for your fifth opportunity to give Tyler 5 points?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I'm ready.
Where's the Faceless Men headquarters?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yep, black and white.
Is it A, the Church of the Black Rope in Dorne?
I was hoping.
Is it B, the Altar of the Red Dagger in Braavos?
Red. He said red.
I said red. All right. C, Hope's Peak Academy in Dorne.
I'm starting to get nervous because I don't hear anything that I recognize.
Or D, the House of Black and White.
Yes,
and
Braavos.
That's
the one. That's the one I recognize. I was starting to get nervous.
I was hoping you were just going to say correct. Cities. I was hoping you were just going to say cities.
All right, yes. So I think we were laughing over that one, but yes, Adam had that one correct.
Oh, thank God.
There's always a time, first time for everything.
Second, give him a break. All right. Tyler, your fifth question.
Okay.
What is the original origin for Teela?
She was the green goddess. Oh, I guess
I get multiple choice.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. A, she's Prince Adam's niece.
Okay.
B,
that's a fucked up relationship.
Adam doesn't fuck anybody.
She is the rejected daughter of Skeletor.
Skeletor doesn't have a penis.
C, she is She-Ra's adopted daughter. Or D, she is the disempowered clone of a goddess.
D.
I want to say that something about Skeletor's penis. He does have a penis because him and Shadow Weaver had Skeletine.
Okay, so you're telling me that that's the only part of his body that didn't melt off? They couldn't have used magic? Maybe they used IVF.
No, well, no, you can't because Eternia is a suburb of Alabama. No, well,
I mean, isn't Skeletor just like a normal dude with a skull face?
Yeah, depending on what, pretty much the agreed upon canon is that he had acid thrown on it and he was saved by Hordak putting Demo Man in him.
Yeah.
But it's just his...
But Hordak just, he left his face and then he took his penis off so that Hordak has his penis. So that's
why he's always angry.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
He so, literally got him by the balls.
So speaking of removal of penises, Adam, are you ready for your sixth question?
Yeah.
All right.
That actually works.
Yeah. Which of the following ways was Theon tortured by Ramsay Snow?
Did he have something to do with his penis?
I mean, that did happen, but it's not one of the answers.
Oh, okay. Okay. Which of the following ways was Theon
tortured by Ramsay Snow?
Okay. Hold on, I want to see him trying to figure out who Theon is.
Mm-hmm. Theon is fucking Mandalorian.
He's not fucking anybody.
Theon's
not
anymore. Is he the Mandalorian?
No.
Oh shit! I don't know who.
Any I was waiting. About. I was waiting for this. Theon sounds like Leon, so that must be.
He's a Kennedy.
Theon sounds like Leon. Leon's a Russian name. Russians were in John Wick.
Wait, so the Wick family is in? Anyway, go ahead. I don't know who any of these characters are.
Okay. A, animal parts were sewn onto his body.
Oh, that's cool.
B, he was fooled into thinking he was being rescued. C, he was stretched using horses.
That's cool.
Or D, he was forced to have sex with his sister.
No way.
Wasn't forced.
No way. Is that a legitimate thing that happened? Whether, don't tell me if it's the right answer or not, but did that legitimately happen in the show?
Then that would tell you if it's the right answer. Yeah.
Well, I thought all these happened in the show.
Possibly.
Oh, okay. All right.
One of them is a torture that Ramsay Snow did to Theon.
Ramsay Snow.
Ramsay Jones Holmes. In the Grange, Missouri.
I don't want it to be the fool to be trick one, because that's mental torture, and that's too easy. What was the first one?
Animal parts were sewn onto his body.
That is cool. That is cool. Because they did that to... Well, they didn't sew it, but they put his dire wolf's head on that dude from the Red Wedding. So there's precedent for that. I don't remember what his name was, though. What Rock was C? Start.
C was he was stretched using horses.
That is cool. Was he killed or just stretched?
He survives it.
Okay.
He survives the torturing.
He survives the torturing?
Yes.
Oh, man, so maybe the mental thing was right.
It's like watching someone in like a hall of mirrors just constantly like bumping into the wall.
It is kind of right.
That's what I imagine, Adam.
Well, I mean, how do you get tricked into fucking your sister?
You put a bag over her head?
So D was, he was forced to have sex with his sister, not tricked.
Oh.
Well, that makes sense.
Man, now that he survived, I bet it's the mental thing. I'm going with the mental torture.
All right, fooled into thinking he was being rescued?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Wow.
Once I found out he survived, that...
That's just the sense. First thing, though.
Yep, that was one of very few, many others that happened to him.
Did the being forced to have sex with your sister thing happen?
No.
No.
So what does that say about you, Daniel, that you came up with that?
That came from a different IP where that happened as torture.
What IP?
Bible Black.
It's Bible?
Mm-hmm. Bible Black. It's an anime. All right.
How does he get tricked? Is it Mr. Black that gets tricked?
No.
Not
tricked, forced.
Okay, how does whoever this is get forced?
It's like they like hold him down and like force him into her and shit like that.
Not to be too gross, but like it's a little different for a woman to be violated because it's easier. But like the guy, how do they get him to be?
If I remember correctly, they inject him with like a drug that makes him
gotcha, okay.
like liquid Viagra.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And next.
All right, Tyler, your sixth question.
Okay.
All right. What is the name of Skeletor's base of operations?
Okay.
Is it A, Cruel Crater?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That was a nickname of my butt in high school. Cruel Crater.
B.
I thought the nickname for your butt in high school was always open.
No, that was the tattoo next one.
Oh, okay.
Next to Cruel Crater.
I'm going to say if that was his tattoo, it would be 7-Eleven.
We're always open. We're just not always doing business.
All right. B, Snake Mountain. C, Bone Zone.
Oh, yeah. I've been to the Bone Zone.
He had that tattooed on his lip. That's why he's got that mustache.
Yeah.
Or D, Hall of Doom.
I'm going with Snake Mountain.
Snake Mountain is correct.
Did you make all those up, or are those from something?
Hall of Doom is the Legion of Dooms from the old, and the other ones I made up. Well, I mean, obviously not Bone Zone. I mean, we all know where Bone Zone came from. I was coming up with names, and I'm like, Skeletor is a skeleton? That sounds funny as hell.
Bone Zone, that's a Barney's base of operations.
Like the dinosaur?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Mm. Huh.
Look it up.
I don't want to.
Okay.
I am not looking up Barney Bone Zone.
Yeah. Next thing I know, the door gets kicked in. Get on the ground.
Sorry, we're in Daniel's apartment.
I would still be arrested.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
All right. You know what they do to guys like me in jail?
Can they go to Bone Zone?
Yeah.
You find out really what Cruel Creator means.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Adam,
yeah.
Your last Game of Thrones question.
All right. Okay.
How many men exist that Jamie Lannister thinks would be able to stand up to him in a fight?
Okay. All right. So, Jamie
Lannister
is Nicolas Wawaludu.
I think alive.
Okay.
Nicolas Castelwawaludu. He was banging his sister.
Truth.
Wanting to, so it wasn't tricked or forced. He killed someone famous. That's what he became famous for, I believe. He killed someone famous.
He was also the youngest person knighted.
Yeah, I was getting to that. Wait, these are multiple choice. What the fuck am I doing?
I don't know. Okay. You interrupted me before I could get to the multiple choice.
Sorry. I just realized these are multiple choice. Sorry.
Oh, I think that drink is coming out of Tyler's nose.
My bad. All right, go ahead.
Sorry. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, how many men exist that Jamie Lannister thinks would be able to stand up to him in a fight?
Gotcha.
God, that is an awkwardly worded question. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, is it A?
That is an Adam question.
It is 3, B, 5,
okay.
C, none, or D, 1?
Well, okay.
So to clarify, at one point Jamie is talking about his ability to fight, and he says there's only this many people in all of Westeros that could stand up to me in a fight.
Oh, I wonder if the one person he's talking about is the aluminum foil-looking stormtrooper.
I don't think there's a whole lot of stormtroopers in...
Captain Phasma.
I got who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because he is romantically linked with her, right?
They should have banged.
They do bang.
Do they?
They bang in season 8.
They bang.
Oh, right before the big fight.
And then he goes back to Cersei.
Oh, yeah, that was so stupid.
This dude's got a cocky... Did he die by a castle falling on him?
Yes.
Okay, so that helps my answer. I don't know. So I'm going to say this dude's cocky and got a big ego, so I'm going to say one person.
That is incorrect.
Three.
He says three
That's
people
what I
in all
saying.
The Westeros could stand up to me in a fight, but he doesn't say who they are.
Oh,
I'm trying to think. The only person I can think of is Barristan Selmy, but I don't remember.
Yeah, the thought is that it is the Martell guy who dies to the Mountain, the Mountain, and the third one being Brienne. But no one can really be 100% confident those are the three people because he never clarifies who the three people are.
I think I know
that. And at that point, I think he's lost his hand. So
I think it's Tyrone Lannister because a little unknown fact.
Tyrone. The Black Lannister.
Yeah, it's a little known fact.
We ain't found shit.
In Game of Thrones, you can only swing sideways.
Sideways?
Sideways.
You can only swing sideways.
You can't swing down, so that's why he can't beat him.
Yes. See? Sideways.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler, are you ready for your still question?
Yeah, I guess.
So, what reason does Jamie give for not wanting to be the Hand of the King?
He lost it. He lost his hand.
Right? I'm trying to think. I mean, he likes fighting. I think they wanted to make him the Hand of the King for King Robert, and he doesn't like Robert. That's what I'm going with. I can't think of what it is.
He doesn't like Robert.
Yeah, I mean,
Robert's
There's fucking rubber. All these whores while he's supposed to be married to his wife. So okay. That's what I'm going with.
That is incorrect.
What is it?
Jamie says that their days are too long and their lives are too short.
Oh, yep. Okay, I got it now.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Mm-hmm. The answer is because their days are too long and their lives are
That's
too
correct.
Short.
You get my point.
No, the answer is something happened in 2002.
Something or something, something.
All right. Side. So, Tyler, your final round one question. Are you ready?
Wait. Oh, yeah, it was a steal question.
Yeah, you fucked up.
I was psyching you up. Okay. I'm your
lower
corner man.
Lower.
I'm your corner man.
Too low.
All right. This is weird because they're brothers. All right.
No, it's perfect for Game of Thrones.
Okay. What power did Hordak have in his original comic incarnation? Is it A, he could control time?
That would be cool.
B,
if I could control time. Dun, dun, dun.
B, he could raise and control the dead. C, he could create and shoot buzzsaws from his chest. Or D, he could turn starlight into spears.
Starlight. That would be...
He could turn Aaron Moriarty into spears.
I get it. It's a boy's joke.
Did she have plastic surgery or not?
I hope not.
She got into a fight or something.
She used to look really hot.
What is her power?
Starlight?
Yeah.
She can control light.
Okay. So it has nothing to do with stars?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay, so A.
So she like a dazzler?
Control time.
She like a dazzler clone?
Basically. A little less flashy than dazzler.
Because that's the whole boy's gimmick, right? The writers, they're just doing like.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is this something that actually happened, or is this like a pre.
This happened in the original comics.
Okay.
Yeah, so in the original comics that were released, this is a power that he had.
I'm going to say it's not. Because
Homelander is an Aquaman knockoff.
Yes, that is accurate.
I'm just going to get worse the more I drink.
And Homelander's a Superman clone.
That's what I said. Homelander's an Aquaman knockoff.
The deep.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The deep.
The deep. Okay. All right, I'll shut up.
Promise?
No, I'm not going to promise this.
I'm going to say if it's in this original, I'm going to say he can't control time.
If Hordak could control time.
Because if he could have, then he would have made sure that his plan to kidnap Adam and Adora worked. And then what was B?
He can raise and control the dead.
That sounds really cool, so I'm going to say no, it's not that one.
Okay.
And then...
C, he can create and shoot buzzsaws from his chest. And D is he can turn starlight into spears.
I can't say D because now I just have Aaron Moriarty in my head pre-whatever happened to her. And I'm going with C because that sounds really awesome. And it sounds like something they would do for a toy.
That is 100% correct.
Don't act like you didn't fucking know that answer the whole time.
I didn't.
You did too because you said, right, the name of the toy was Buzzsaw Hordak.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
I've never had a Hordak toy. Well, you had a Hordak toy.
Yeah, you didn't know. So anyway, the name of the toy was Buzzsaw Hordak.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. All right.
It just sounded cool.
That was a legitimately good question. I thought for sure you would have went with the dead thing.
I thought about it because I was like, well, you know, he's in league with Skeletor. Because
I was getting ready to yell at you. The toy was called Buzzsaw Hordak, dumb fuck.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
I ate my words.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're at the end of round one. And the scores are Adam has 15.
Yep.
Tyler has 45.
Oh.
He had a clean sweep on the MOTU questions. That was the first time in Game of Thrones history. A full fucking clean sweep.
Wait, not Game of Thrones questions.
No, he missed some of the Game of Thrones, but he got 100%
of the... Dead Air history, right?
Yeah, in Dead Air history, yeah. Yep. All right. So, moving into...
He has no more steel questions. I think I got them all wrong. No, obviously I got 15.
No. He's got 3 steel questions left.
Gotcha. I thought I was going to get the New Adventures of He-Man one wrong, because I've never seen that.
Yeah, you came you Jackson Pollock did just fine. Picture. Yeah.
A picture.
All right, Monet. So...
Monet.
So, as tradition dictates, Adam, you have 7 steel questions to answer.
Okay.
Worth 2 points each. Tyler, right. You have 3 steel questions at 2 points each, and you are trailing. Right. So, how would you like best the questions like distributed?
Dealer's choice. I'm down for
2, dealer's one, choice. 3, 1, 2, 1.
However you do it, Daniel, I'm cool.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. We'll do 2-1, 2-1, 3-1.
Oh, did that actually make me?
Yeah, that works.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Adam, here are your first two Master of the Universe Steel questions.
Yep, and these aren't multiple choice.
These are not multiple choice.
Okay. We sit here for 20 minutes while Adam's waiting for multiple choice.
All right, question one.
Yep.
Who is Skeletor's love interest in the New Adventures of He-Man?
Oh, fuck. She's a cat. It's either Krita or Katara. Krita. It was Krita the Thundercat's name. Fuck.
I like watching him answer questions about his fandom where he has no multiple choice.
Krita.
That's interesting.
Krita or Katara. It's a cat. She's got a cat.
Kind of looks like an aneurysm happening in real time.
Man, I don't. I know the character. I can't. I'm going to say Krita.
Krita is correct.
Oh, thank God.
All right. Your second MOTU question.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. In the 1987 movie, what does Kevin think the cosmic key is when he first encounters it?
He thinks it's some sort of like synthesizer because he's in a band.
I'm going to give it to you. He calls it a new Japanese synthesizer.
Oh, man, I would have said keytar.
Kitara?
He scared the shit out of me. Your eyes popped out. I was like,
"All right, Tyler, your Game of Thrones steel question."
Okay.
All right. What reason does Tyrion give for helping Bran Stark with his modified saddle?
He's got a big dick, so he had to modify the saddle.
He tells, I'm going, I don't think it's right, but the only thing that's coming to mind is what he says to Jon Snow is he's got a soft spot for cripples, bastards, and broken things.
Yes, oh, that's correct.
God, I love it. That's such a cool title.
Yes, he has a tender place in his heart for cripples, bastards, and broken things.
What was, he's the robot, Bron is.
Bran?
The computer.
Yes, he's Westeros' memory.
Yep.
All right.
What, is that not right?
No, it's just the way you put it.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. Adam, your next two questions.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Who published the first Masters of the Universe comic book?
That wasn't part of the mini comics?
The publisher.
That's not what the question is.
The publisher.
Who published the first Masters of the Universe comic book? I was just trying to wonder, is that coming from Adam or someone revving their engine outside?
Holy shit.
No, it was a regular kind.
Man, Pope's okay. I'm taking a punt. DC.
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
Marvel. Mattel.
Oh.
Damn it, I knew it. I should have, because it was the mini comics, but I didn't think Mattel had its own publishing.
Like, yep, they did that specifically for the mini comics, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Question four. Okay. What powerful artifact is discovered in a cave in the Crystal Sea by Evil Lyn and Beast Man? I believe this comes from the original Funimation.
Okay. Okay, so it's not the Diamond Ray disappearance because that was in the mountains.
Is there an area of Eternia that doesn't have like some hidden weapon in it?
Probably not.
You think there's just like people, like normal peasants in Eternos where they're just like, oh, fuck, they're at it again.
You know what would be funny if there was an area and it was called like MacGuffin Land?
I'm out here just trying to get my harvest in, and then here comes a fucking skeleton flying through the air.
It's an orb of something. That's all I got.
Okay, the orb of something.
That's all I got.
All right, that is incorrect.
What was it?
It's the shaping staff.
Ow.
Come on, everybody knows that.
This was off the new Revelations, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so. I think it came from the original Funimation.
Oh, okay.
No, because he had the shaping staff in the first episode.
Did he?
Yeah, because he disguised himself as
Waffle. The first episode was Diamond Ray of Disappearance.
No, you were mentioning the new Netflix one.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right. Tyler.
Okay.
Your Game of Thrones question. What is the name of the faceless man that Arya kills to graduate her training?
Frank.
Oh, shit. What is her name? What's her name? What's her name?
Susan.
Susan. No. I know exactly. Oh.
What's your name, little girl?
What's your name?
Does that help you?
Yeah, it does. It does, completely.
It's a very musical episode.
Yeah, it is. Here's another hint. Give me back my bullets.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Because how she kills her is awesome. They go into a room and there's like one candle and she slices the candle and the room goes dark and she kills her.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Well, technically, she's a faceless man, so she doesn't have a name.
Okay.
We don't deal with technicality.
Once you say it, I'm going to punch Adam in the head. But
I cannot wait.
I think it starts with an M. I know this isn't right. I'm going to say Maud.
You're right. That's not right. Yeah. Yeah. She goes by the Waif.
Oh, M. Well, what is an M if not an upside down W?
Who's the character that's got like the diamond or the gold looking mask thing?
Oh, where it's like patchwork?
Yeah.
Her name is Quaif. Yes, whoa. I said Quaif.
That is not a good name.
And she doesn't come up again.
Yeah. And then her sister Queef. And
isn't she like really old but she has to fuck to stay young?
No.
Who's the one that's really old but fucks to stay young?
Melisandre.
Oh, does she have a mask?
No, but she doesn't have to fuck to stay young. She has a necklace that keeps her young.
Yeah,
a
pearl necklace.
She does fuck a lot of people.
Okay.
But then again, there's also a scene where like she's taking a bath and not wearing it and she's still young.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Well, who wants to see old naked people?
I just watched X for the first time the other
day. What'd you think?
It was not bad.
Do you know the main character, the actress? What's her name? Maxine?
Mm-hmm.
The actress who plays Waif. Maxine? She plays the old lady, too.
Oh, did she?
Yep.
I had no idea.
You just watched what?
X. It's a horror movie about a bunch of kids who go shoot a porno in the 70s. And they end up like offending this old couple, and this old lady goes on a murdering spree.
The sequel or the prequel, Pearl, is out too. Watch that. So you can,
I didn't know there's a prequel.
Yeah, so you'll find out why the old lady's so crazy.
Oh, all right. All right, Adam, are you ready for your next MOTU questions?
I'm not having good luck today.
Three in a row here.
All right. Throw them at me. Strike one. Here we go.
All right. Who raises the powerless clone and names her Teela?
Who raises the powerless clone
and names her Teela?
The powerless clone.
The powerless clone is Teela. It's kind of implied by the question there. So
don't worry about the powerless clone part. I don't know why the fuck I'm helping you.
Well, if it's the guy that raised Teela, it's Duncan, Man at Arms.
Yes, that's correct, Man at Arms. Yep, he adopts. The powerless clone names her Teela and raises her.
You know, Teela was named after an elephant. The name Teela comes from an elephant.
Mm, I saw that in the wiki. There was almost a question about that.
Point. I got it.
Yeah.
No, about the elephant.
Oh.
No, he said there was almost a question. So you almost got a point.
Okay. All right.
Your next question.
Okay.
In the UK comic line,
oh, God.
What nickname does Skeletor have?
Mr. Bones. If it's Mr. Bones, I'm going to piss myself.
It is a very classic thing for them to do for these kinds of characters.
Well, so He-Man calls him Bonehead. Or no, what do you call him? Boneface? Oh, fuck, what does he call him?
I don't know.
Man, He-Man like calls him like Bonehead or something.
Calls
like
him Boner.
He calls him Boner.
You remember the freaking Kirk Cameron's friend?
Yeah, Boner.
Yeah.
It's like Bonehead or Boneface. The old Boneface. Something like that. That's what he does. I'm going with... Fuck.
Let's fuck the right answer. That's what he's going with. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Fuck.
But Boneface.
That is incorrect. He had the nickname the Living Skeleton.
Oh.
It was a very common thing in comic tropes back then that anything that was any sort of undead had to be living undead to get around the censors. So that's gotcha. Where you get like living zombie, living mummy, stuff like that.
You know, Michelangelo wasn't allowed to have nunchucks in the UK for a while.
Huh. Is that because he was working on the Sistine Chapel?
No, the turtle.
Oh, I'm surprised you knew that Michelangelo was a painter.
He's a painter? No, and they were also called the Teenage Mutant Superheroes because ninjas weren't allowed to be referenced.
All right. Are you ready for your final MOTU question?
Yep.
All right. According to the 2008 MOTU Classic, what is Hordak's real name?
Oh, my God.
It says it on the toy.
I think I left this out. It's the 2008 MOTU Classic toy line.
Right, yeah. I know, yeah.
And then it explains what Hordak's real
name
is.
Yeah, I watch Spectre Creative all the time. He's the one that came up with the name.
I'm fairly certain this question was on the last Dead Air.
Oh, was it really?
I think so. No. I think it was like, who was the leader of the Horde? And I had one of... I had Hordak's real name on there.
Well, what was it?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. I know what toy you're talking about. I know the line and everything.
Give it a shot. Blow your load. Come on.
Okay. Sheev Palpatine Hordak.
Incorrect, surprisingly.
Surprisingly.
Hector Kerr.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. Spectre Creative, the guy that was ahead of the MOTU Classics. I watched
the really boring guy to listen to?
No, he's not boring. He just fucking takes forever to answer the...
No, it's like listening to Dad. He'll be like, yeah, so I went with blue. Blue is the color that I went with. Yeah, and the color that I went with was blue.
But it's fun to see an inside view of it. Heck, yep, my bad.
All right, Tyler, your final Game of Thrones question.
All right, it's a close game.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Who is the first casualty of the Battle of the Bastards?
The first casualty? It's a Stark, and I can't think of his name. Let's see. Rob.
Tony.
John.
Tony.
shut up now. Rob, John.
What was Tony Stark's dad's name?
I think Howard.
Howard was it?
Damn
Howard?
It! Stop.
it would have been funnier if I could remember what it was without asking.
There's Bran, and then fuck! What is his name? Because everybody makes jokes because he runs in a straight line. Everyone's like, why would you not zigzag back and forth?
Oh, is that when they was shooting the arrow?
Yeah. What did you do?
So for those of you who could not see that fucking amazing thing, Adam was doing like... faux shadow archery, and when he released the bowstring, he flicked his headphones.
That was really loud.
He's barely in the show.
They
cut off his dog's head. He goes with the hot wildling chick.
Leaf?
No. She was in Harry Potter. She gets naked in Game of Thrones.
Hermione?
I wish.
Is it Tim Burton's wife?
No.
I think Bellatrix is hot.
I'm not saying she's not hot. God, stop distracting me.
I'm just trying to get you that time limit.
We have a time limit? That wasn't mentioned in the rules.
Yeah, well, the host. It's up to the host.
Yeah, probably should have an answer here in the near future.
Yeah.
In the near future. I can't think of his name. I'm blanking on his name.
Is his name Frank?
No.
So for no points, I'll give up. What's the first letter?
R.
R?
Ricardo.
I got nothing.
You're surprisingly close. It's Rickon
Starr. There it is. Yeah.
Fuck. All right. So we are at the end of round two, in which...
Fucking idiot.
Scores have changed significantly. Adam has a full 21 points.
Oh, look at you.
And Tyler with a 47.
I didn't do so hot.
No, not so much.
I wanted to make it a closer game.
All right. So in round three is our speed round. Adam will be getting Game of Thrones questions again. Tyler will be getting Master of the Universe questions. There'll be 10 quick answer questions, followed with a extra hard question for a chance to double.
I'm going to need
the points.
I'm going to need it.
Okay. Now, since MOTU and Game of Thrones both are wide, expansive universes with a lot of locations, both questions are based off their locations on what is and is not a MOTU or a Game of Thrones.
We got a punny name.
Yes, I have punny names for both of them.
All right, so, go ahead, sorry.
All right, so Adam, you're trailing. Do you want to go first or second?
Yeah, I'll go first.
You're going to go first.
Okay. So I either say Game of Thrones or not.
Yeah, so it's got or not.
Got or not.
Ooh, I like it. This... so sad that I'm so excited for these.
Okay, so yes, I'm going to list a location. You're going to name if it's Game of Thrones or not Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Skagos.
Skagos. Not.
Okay. Noogis.
Noogis. What the fuck? Got.
Kalimdor.
Not.
Meereen. Or Meereen.
Meereen, not no. Not.
Okay. Xanarkand.
Not.
Tangaroa.
Got.
Ire.
Got.
Dragonstone.
So what if I said it like then? Got.
Old Town.
Ooh, that is got.
Fort Condor.
Not.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. How do you know Old Town?
No, I just figure if I said it was authority, he'd be like, well, maybe he is right.
All right, so you got 6 out of the 10 correct.
What? Wait, read them again, because there's one I'm curious what it's
okay,
from.
Okay, so Skagos is Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Noogis is Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Kalimdor is not. That's from World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Meereen is Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Xanarkand is not. It's from Final Fantasy X.
Okay.
Tangaroa is not. That is from the video game Raft.
Okay.
Ire is not. Ire is from StarCraft.
Okay.
Dragonstone is from Game of Thrones. Old Town is from Game of Thrones. And Fort Condor is from Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, okay.
All right. So your extra hard question for a chance to double. Okay.
Wait, if I get it wrong, I still get my...
Yes, you'll get these 6 points.
You sounded so sad.
You'll turn this into 12 points if you get this right.
Okay. That's double 6.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
Snake Eyes.
So Game of Thrones shares a location name with Games Workshop's Age of Sigmar world. What is the name of that location?
Game of Sigma World?
Games Workshop's Age of Sigmar World.
It shares a location.
Yes. Well, it shares a location name.
It's just by coincidence they have the same name? It's not like, or maybe it's an homage or something?
No. It's just, I mean, it certainly could have been an homage, but it's more than likely just a coincidence.
It's pronounced homage.
Oh, okay.
Homage.
Well, it's not Westeros, because that'd be obvious if it was Westeros, because it's like, that's from Lord of the Rings. You can't use that.
Westeros is from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, because they... sure. So, because they accidentally they overlapped, it's a very generic sounding name. One that probably cannot be copyrighted. And that's the last clue I'm going to give you.
King's Landing.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No, that's incorrect.
Oh. Is it the North?
The Free Cities.
Oh. Okay. All right. I can see that.
Okay. So, 6 points for Adam for bringing him up to 27. All right. So, Tyler, are you ready for your bonus round?
Let's do it.
Tell me it's MOTU or No Clue.
Oh, that's a good one, but no. It's MOTU or FOTU.
Oh, okay. Which means it's fake. Foe.
Yeah. Okay, so these again...
I thought it was like foe as in the bad guy.
No, that's stupid. You're stupid.
Didn't you flick yourself in the ear?
Okay, so again, these are locations that are either in MOTU or not in MOTU.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Kaon.
Motu.
Okay. Danzing.
Fotu.
Blackmore.
Motu.
Celasta.
Motu.
Chandelier.
Fotu.
Odom.
Fotu.
Christus. Or, sorry, Kritus.
Motu.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Motu.
Serenia.
Motu.
Honor.
Fotu.
Riley.
Fotu.
Okay, six. Nicely done. So starting at the top, Kaon is from Transformers. Danzing is Motu.
Oh, I thought you were making the reference to the band.
Nope. I just thought it sounded like Danzig. One you might get wrong.
No? Okay.
Yeah. Blackmore was Motu. Celasta is from the game Celasta.
What's Blackmore?
That, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Chandelar is from thing, X-Men, is the thing that Shi'ar.
From the ceiling.
Oh.
The Shi'ar homeworld.
They hang from the ceiling.
Odom is from Green Lantern. That's the Blue Lantern homeworld.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Kritus, Serenia, and Onar are all three Masters of the Universe. And then Riley is from Lovecraft.
Mm. That's where the dude, I can't ever think of his name, how to say his name. It's where he sleeps.
Cthulhu.
Thank you.
All right.
The dude, I can't ever say his name. I'm not going to try to pronounce it, but I'm just going to leave it at that.
I know Adam at this point. Yeah. All right, so your extra hard question for a chance to double your points.
Okay.
Who was the ally first to notice that Prince Adam and He-Man were never seen together in the same room?
Orko.
Is that your final answer?
It was until you said it like that, but... So it's got to be either Orko or Man-at-Arms, but I like an underdog. I'm going with Orko.
Okay, that is incorrect.
Tila.
It was Ram-Man.
Ram-Man.
Because Duncan and Orko were there when Adam transformed, so they knew right from the bat.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. I just figured it was like a... I think in the 2000X series, Orko makes a comment... Like he slips up and is like, "Oh,
yeah." And Duncan pulls him aside.
Yeah, did you ever notice how they're never in the same place?
I'll fucking slit your throat! I swear to God, if you say it.
So that's what I was going with.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
All right. So moving into the fourth round, Adam at 27,
yep.
And Tyler at 53.
Man, I was doing really good, and I slowed down.
You did definitely slow down.
That's what happened.
All right. So moving in,
pace myself.
Moving into the fourth round is a super fan question for both Masters of the Universe and Game of Thrones, and it's the wager round.
You all know what my wager is.
Okay.
I like to live dangerously.
Sure. So Adam's doing the Darkwing Duck.
What are you also doing? Like to live dangerously.
All right. For all the marbles.
Wait, can I even win?
If technically no. If Tyler gets his wrong and you get yours right, you'll win.
Then Tyler's got to go first then.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Tyler, are you ready for your first question? Your final question?
Let's hear it.
All right.
Oh, fuck, I can only get...
What are the names...
You can win by 1 point.
Yeah?
Well, yeah. He's wagering, so if he gets it wrong, he loses everything.
No, I'm just saying...
I'm saying if I lose, if I get it wrong...
Yeah, you go to zero.
He gets his right. Doesn't he win by 1 point?
Well, you go to zero, and he goes to 54, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, either. Yep, let's go.
Okay. Okay.
Math is
what's Iron Man's dad's name?
Okay. What is the name of Daenerys' dragons?
There's
no,
Drogon, Viserion,
Howard Stark,
Hot, and then
Stark,
Rhaegar,
Clive the Hunter.
I'm going to give it to you. It's Rhaegal.
Oh.
But yes. All right.
So there's no fucking reason to even ask my question.
Other than for fun.
Okay.
For funsies.
All right. In an incredible blunder,
okay,
the designer of the original Motu toys turned down what franchise toy line?
Star Wars,
you're right.
Okay, I'll leave this up to you. Uh-huh. I just realized this, and I'm not trying to shoot myself in the foot. I'm trying to be fair.
Sure.
So, Rhaegar is Daenerys' brother.
So technically I said the wrong name, but that's who Rhaegal is named after.
Dude, it's fine. It's all good, dude.
Okay, so...
No, because I realized it after I said it.
I'm going to put that up to Adam, because he did name the wrong Game of Thrones character then, in that case. So I'm going to put it up to Adam.
No, it's good. It's good, man. It's all good. It's all fun.
Okay. I'm just trying to be fair.
Okay.
So it'd be... So it's going to be My Little Pony versus Game of Thrones. Another. Two of the big... There's no bigger difference between the two fucking...
Right?
So ponies, yes. Ponies fuck all the time.
That's true.
Scootaloo just gets ash banged.
All right. So, yeah. So we've got an official winner. Adam at 54 points. Tyler at 106. That might be a new record. Didn't we just break... The record now,
I think
106 is a brand new score.
Yeah.
We won't mention it on, you know, the title card or anything.
You want me to mention it?
No, it's fine.
I mean, I might lose this episode just for you.
Yeah. Didn't you lose the last time I beat you?
No.
The first season.
Yes, the ritual signing of the turtle dove.
Who's that? Oh, it's you.
Where?
It looked like F, but it's T.
Oh, who's that?
Cody?
Why is that a U?
Yeah, I imagine.
It's like a U and a question. Oh, there we go. All right, I forgot. Why is the turtle dove chained up?
Whatever Daniel's into.
Hey, I mean, we don't king shame here.
Nah, that's... What are you...
That's what I was told. If I won a loser's bracket, I have to sign on the ass.
Who told you that?
Oh, okay. I didn't say that. I just said sign the fucking thing. You're the one that said I'm going to sign him on the ass.
Okay, well, maybe.
I'm going to look this up since our YouTube comment was on our Dead Air episode. Let me
look. All right, well, you look it up and we'll call it out.
Butthole.
Right there, okay. Yeah, so our next episode of Dead Air will be the championship Game of Thrones versus My Little Pony. And since Game of Thrones has been defeated once before and My Little Pony has not been defeated, Tyler's going to have to go the distance and beat My Little Pony twice. So, Tyler, since you lost to My Little Pony before, what are you thinking about that?
What's my strategy?
Yeah, what's your strategy going into the championship?
I'm going to binge watch all of my... No, I think I'd probably blow my brains out.
No, you just sit down, lotion in one hand, Kleenex in the other.
Okay.
So, only scenes with Applejack.
You guys may have to explain this to me.
Okay.
So,
who's your commenter?
At Zion-WR9SZ.
Oh, that rolls right off the tongue. Yep. Thank you, Zion-WXZRYKHQAWGA1.753.
That's his birth name.
Okay.
That was on our Motu versus MLP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't get this.
Yeah.
It's... PROMOSM with a smiley face emoji. Does that mean anything?
Not to me, but maybe to Cody. Promosm?
Let me look it up. Let me Google.
Are we sure it's a real person?
No, not with a name like that.
So it's got 14 subscribers. The person does. And let me Google what that word means.
What? Move. Move your hand. What? No, that's fine. I didn't want to see the word. No, that's
there,
cool.
There, that's the word.
Okay. Maybe that's like a cuss word in My Little Pony Land. So I got to beat Cody twice.
Yes.
And then whoever...
Promotes so much or self-promotion, indicating the commenter is trying to promote their own content or channel. So thank you so much for trying to piggyback off of our... 8 subscribers?
You picked the worst channel
to try. You did a shit job, sir. Just letting you know.
No. Wait a minute. We have...
If you gotta look it up.
We have 73 subscribers.
Oh, piggybacking off of our mighty 73, most of which were our bots.
Why the hell did that come up?
Yeah, 0 comments. That is a... Zion, I appreciate your moxie.
But you,
I don't know if you're doing it quite right.
So whoever wins the ultimate championship. So if Cody beats me, then he won.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to beat Cody twice.
And then I'll beat him twice. Uh-huh. And then who are we doing? the winner from this season against the winner from last season?
Right.
I think so, because I still technically own the belt wherever it is.
Right. It's in the it's in the bag.
Yeah, we need to DCP that baby up too.
Also, I'm trying to work on to extend the season a little bit longer. I'm working on like taking one.
Don't say a backdoor season, because
No. I'm trying to figure out how to work like one of the names of the WWE pay-per-views and working that into some sort of dead air type thing.
Well, whoever becomes the official champion will have to do the Geo Party for next.
Fuck! It would take Cody about 3 months to write questions.
Yeah, probably. So, all right. So, so I need to talk about the sausage for just a minute. Adam, are we doing another episode today, or are we calling today a day?
That's up to you. I've got it written right here, but if you got to go.
No, I don't have to go. I'm just not sure because Cody's sick if we're going to do that one or not.
I
have a bit that I want to do today.
With Cody?
No, just in general. I have a bit I want to do today.
Okay. Does this need to be recorded? We're still recording.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because I want the bit recorded. No, because if we're not doing another episode, then I want to do the bit now.
Well, let's do another episode, and then
we got our ridge.
Tune in next time.
Tune into the next ridge, which is creating a sequel for the bit that I just talked about. Sorry, guys, didn't realize it. Apologies for having to do that on air. All right, but you have been listening to Dan.
Wait! It's creating a sequel? I thought it was just about sequels.
The next episode about sequels.
Something about sequels.
Yeah, something about sequels. All right. Anyway, so thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Dead Air, a Damage Control podcasting production. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, on Instagram, on X, and all of those social media platforms we really don't use at Damage Control Podcasting. Make sure you check out new episodes every Monday on YouTube, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts. And thank you so much. Please like, comment, and subscribe, even if you're doing shameless self-promotion.
All right. Promos? Adam? Is that what it was?
Yeah,
promos?
Yeah, something like that. Push the button.